Case number 10247, Julie K. Harris, north of Featherbed Road, being Lot 8, a special use exception to maintain a manufactured home for storage, and a special use exception for an apartment over accessory structure.
Name and address, please. Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
Yes.
Go help me.
We have a manufactured home that's been on the property since we purchased it.
Okay.
It's behind a hedgerow. I don't know. There should be. I think I drew something on there. You can't see. It's behind trees. It's not been able to be seen. But we've been putting, we have our own heating and air business. We mm-hmm. keep storage in there, and I have some of the kids' old things in there and that kind of thing. So we ripped out the stove, like they told us mm-hmm. to, because the stuff was still, you know, that kind of thing was still in there. We ripped out the stove. But like I said, it's just for storage. But we want to put, so we want to be able to keep that there, at least for now, because we want to be able to put a pole building there. Of course, it just hasn't been financially, we haven't financially been able to do that yet. We're hoping to be able to do that this year.
Oh.
And then we won't need that there anymore. We'll be able to move it to the new building. But also in this pole building, we would like to be able to put, now it says an apartment over, but we were wondering if it could be within, did it have to be above, you know, second floor or whatever apartment, could it be on the first floor as an apartment that we could rent?
Apartment with a kitchen?
I guess that would depend on what you guys told us we had to do. because we were told that that was something that was passed in March of this past year, that we could do this. And
yeah, let me bring the board up to speed. In Article 1, this was adopted by County Council on March 8th, and it reads, it's 115.4 for a definition of a garage studio apartment, a building or use designed and used as a single apartment unit containing not more than 800 square feet
mm-hmm.
of total floor area and accessory to a single family dwelling, in other words, to their dwelling. This is what we put it under. The garage studio apartments do not include duplexes, tourist homes, servant quarters, or guest homes. Prior to use, a garage and studio apartment shall obtain a special use exception from the Board of Adjustment and all necessary state and local permits. Okay, I don't believe you have that in your up to date on that.
Mm-mm.
And that was passed in March?
Yeah. Do you have a copy of that? Do you have a copy?
I don't think I am. So if I've ever gotten a copy of that, I would.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you all get a copy of it, and I'll find out where it is in the, Kelly, if you could remind me tomorrow to look that up, would you?
We'd appreciate that.
And sure. See what why we haven't got it off the printer.
Are there additional adoptions and changes that affect us?
No.
No, just that one.
Just that one.
That one. Just that one. We haven't had a use for it.
Come
so in. Maybe you probably, by that time, you would have it, but you don't.
No,
but I'm not sure.
Not aware of it.
So you can make that as an apartment.
Sure.
So
she can. As long as it's not over 800 square feet.
Square feet. Okay.
So the building itself has a maximum of 800, right?
Right.
And you have to have special parking areas set aside for the separate building?
Yeah, you just have one parking space.
One space per apartment.
Okay.
So then could it be in, I mean, did it have to be above? I guess that's our, because this is over.
Go ahead.
Well, the pole building we're looking at, like I said, that all depends upon tonight, but the pole building we're looking at like a 40 by 60, a pretty good size because we want to be able to use it for the equipment and for our trucks and stuff.
Well, Mr. Ricker, correct me if I'm wrong, but according to this, the... this new ordinance that it says the total building can't be more than 800 square feet.
That's right. That's what I said.
So
not
she wants
more
a
than
20,
800 square feet.
If she wants a 40 by 60
60.
Pole building, then
can't have
it doesn't qualify.
Can't have
it. So the problem can't be within that. It just has so mm-hmm. the building itself.
No.
Okay.
Right.
I was. Okay.
So in other words, it could have a separate structure.
You could have a separate one.
Right. single apartment unit containing not more than 800
square feet.
Okay.
All right.
I guess that's all.
What year did you buy the property itself?
96, I believe, yeah, like.
And this, the manufactured home you want to use as storage was there at the time?
Oh, yeah, it's been there. Like I said, you can't say, we have 5 acres. It's like 160 feet wide, our property is, and it goes straight back.
Is the mobile home being used now, the one you have for storage?
It's for, yeah, we have, that's what we have it now, the storage. Mm-hmm.
Storage. Okay. Yeah, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gates?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,247 until we can get further clarification of County Council's intent with this change.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,247 until we get further clarification from the council in regards to this amendment change. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. But we have just tabled this with this young lady. You'll get with us and then we'll notify
sure
them.
Yeah.
Okay, and as soon as we hear something then. Yes, ma'am.